From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government fighters raised the Iraqi flag over the main government building in the center of Ramadi Monday. Iraqi officials say the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance by Islamic State forces. Edward Uranian has more.
Iraqi state TV broadcasts grainy footage of government forces climbing onto the roof of Ramadi's municipal headquarters and raising the Iraqi flag. The city center fell to Islamic State militants in May when soldiers defending the same government complex fled. Provincial Governor Suhaib Rawi addressed residents of Anbar. He says that retaking the government complex from Islamic State marks the start of the liberation of the rest of Anbar province. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Hara district. The precise death toll remains unclear. It was the second major attack in Homs since a ceasefire agreement between the warring sides took effect earlier this month. An official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar says President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August peace accord. In his Christmas decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. The president's announcement came as rebel advance teams were in Juba to work on their government counterparts in the implementation of the August peace agreement. This is VOA News.